long as humans have walked this fertile sphere, they have known that they have senses with which to perceive the world around them. The sense of sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing. Those were pretty obvious. However, there was another sense that was not quite so obvious and that not everyone had fully developed. For millions of years, there were a few who could sense things about others that they didn't understand. They could sense good, ill, sickness, mood, and none of those related to the five senses that they perceived the regular physical world with. It wasn't until the late 1930s that a technique was discovered by a Russian scientist named Kirill to actually photograph this other item, this other form of energy, this other sense. We have named it the aura because in the photographs it appears as a halo around a person. Those who would choose to dismiss such things as a scam or as somebody's imagination cannot explain the many forms in which oral perception takes place. Photographs, using the special high-voltage technique that Kirill developed and improved on with his wife over the years, see the aura as a kind of mist around a living being. It may have colors, it may have different shapes. Often the aura appears to have areas above the top of the head, sometimes as much as 3 feet over the top of the head. And we wonder what this is. What is this aura? The photographs are picking up what is called a coronal discharge. This happens with very high voltage, high frequency static electricity. And those who would choose to be skeptical about the aura actually existing will say that the coronal discharge is going to naturally occur whenever you apply this kind of voltage to almost anything. They are right in the sense that the coronal discharge appears with almost anything. However, they are wrong in saying that the aura is nothing more than the coronal discharge. That would be like saying that a radio broadcast is nothing more than RF energy, radio frequency energy. It is quite true. A radio broadcast is just that, RF energy. But it contains information. It has so much more to it than just the energy that creates it. The aura is a coronal discharge, yes. But that coronal discharge contains information. Carillion photography, the technique that is used to photograph the aura, sees very distinctly different auras in different people. If all we were dealing with was a coronal discharge, then everybody's aura would look pretty much the same, but we're not. We are dealing with a picture of something that really exists. The picture doesn't tell us the whole story. It just gives us a representation. Can the aura be sensed by other things than photography? Yes, it can. Just as people have the five normal senses, a few people have another sense that is developed enough to where they can perceive auras. Some see these auras. Some feel them as tactile presences. Some even hear them as different kinds of resonances and sounds. Western medicine doesn't generally like to deal with the issue of energy. They prefer things they can stick in a test tube. However, Chinese and the Ayurvedic medicine of the Hindus recognize the subtle energies involved in the human body. There are energy centers in the body called chakras. These go from the root chakra, which is down near the genitalia, to the crown chakra, which is at the top of the head. There are seven of them. And it is from these and other minor chakras in the hands and the feet and the shoulders that the aura emanates. The people who can sense the aura, or who have learned how to sense the aura because it can be learned, are not seeing or feeling this coronal discharge that the photography of auras shows. We don't know exactly how they are perceiving it, but they are nonetheless. And the fact that their descriptions can match what the photograph sees shows us that they are not just imagining things. What purpose, then, does this aura serve? Well, eyesight, hearing, touch, pressure, even the sense of pain, all have a useful purpose. So does the aura. There are those who practice forms of medical healing that do not use the traditional ways of Western medicine, but who use energy. One fairly popular form is called Reiki. Many Reiki practitioners do not necessarily see auras, but in the work that they do, they are working with the aura energy anyway. They are sensing energy. They are sensing the aura. Some people perceive the auras directly. Some feel it. They can come close to a person and feel the aura as maybe a smooth surface or as a bumpy surface, a prickly surface, a soft surface, a hard surface. It can have many textures. Perhaps the texture is changing or varies from head to toe. Those who see auras are not actually seeing this aural energy with their physical eyes. Their brain is interpreting what they're seeing as though it were something visual. Consequently, people who see auras oftentimes see them as colors or as different kinds of fluctuating energy patterns around a person. Among those who see auras as colors, there is a general consensus that different colors have special significances. Sometimes you can even guess at a person's astrological sign by the color of their aura. I met a lady once who walked into the room and the room just turned yellow. Her aura was yellow. The room became brilliantly lit with that aura. I figured she was probably a Leo, and indeed she was. Now realize that being blind, I only sense the auras because my brain is interpreting the energy. I'm not actually seeing them with my eyes, but I do see the colors. Having seen in the past, I recognize what the different colors are. Yellow oftentimes means intelligence or bubbly personality. Green can mean calmness, centeredness, healing abilities. Purple is oftentimes associated with spirituality. Oranges and reds oftentimes refer to passion of all kinds. Sometimes the aura can be seen or felt to have problems. I met a lady once whom I knew, and I sensed there was something wrong with her aura, so I sort of concentrated on it, and around her knees it was kind of muddy. The colors were not clearly defined. It was sort of like a funny green and orange mixed together. It turned out that she had injured her knees, and they were giving her a considerable amount of pain. Those who become sensitive to auras can detect these sorts of things at times, and can oftentimes use that in connection with energetic healing techniques like Reiki to help someone. Auras have a unique feature that allows them to be transmitted. If you connect with a person, sometimes even by telephone or by talking to them over a computer or across a room, you can learn to sense their aura. A lot of times it takes touch in order to really sense the aura. And the aura can give away more than just the general mood or state of health of a person. I had a lady take my wrist once. I invited her to hold my wrist so I could sense her aura. And immediately I got a sense of two colors, silver and turquoise. I said, "Ah, you like silver and turquoise jewelry." And I thought she was going to fall off the chair because, in fact, she was wearing silver and turquoise jewelry. Remember now, I'm totally blind, so I couldn't see that and nobody had clued me into it. If that had happened only once, I would pass it off to just coincidence, but it has happened so many times that I no longer can accept it as coincidence. It is a matter of being able to perceive the aura. Can a person learn to do this? Is it only reserved for a few who have some natural ability, or can it be learned? I had to learn. I do not believe that it was natural to me at the time that I learned it. I rather suspect that children, for the most part, have the ability to see auras or perceive them in one way or another, but because they are taught to conform to society's ways and told that, well, that thing that they think is there really isn't, or it's just a figment of their imagination, they basically lose the ability. And that is very sad. We shouldn't do that to our children. So, can the ability to perceive an aura be taught? Yes, it can. I learned it as a part of the process of my shamanic training. It can come in other forms, but learning it in the context of shamanic practice is a very useful thing because shamanic practice is all about dealing with energies of one kind or other. Perhaps in a future cast, we will discuss some of the ways in which you may learn how to perceive an aura, whether it is seeing it or feeling it. One of the interesting aspects of auras is that they tend to reflect the state of a person's truth. If you learn how, you can often, not always, often detect when a person is lying by observing their aura. Experiments have shown that autistic people often have the ability to determine when a person is lying. Perhaps it is that they have this ability to receive auras far more efficiently than most of us. It would be an interesting subject to investigate. Next time someone talks about the aura, consider that perhaps they aren't just talking through the top of their head. Sadly, an awful lot of, well, baloney is out there about the aura. You will see references to the etheric body, to higher spiritual vibrational levels, all sorts of stuff. It seems as though the New Age movement has spawned just an incredible quantity of material that has no bearing on any reality of which I'm aware. And that is a little bit sad because there really is an aura. It really can be photographed. It really can be seen and perceived. It really can transmit information. So, sweeping the rubbish aside, we can understand that the aura is a useful and a very natural aspect of our being. I have had some say to me in the past, oh, this is satanic. Auras are only something that come from demons. No, I do not believe so. Is the sense of sight or hearing or touch demonic? No. The aura is not demonic either. It is as natural a part of you as any other aspect. It simply is a part that many people do not know how to perceive. In the same way, a person who is blind or deaf cannot perceive you by sight or hearing. Does not mean that the image of you or the sound of your voice is not there. It just means it can't be perceived. Just because we can't necessarily perceive an aura doesn't mean it doesn't exist. In our next cast, we will explore the aura a bit more in terms of how you can learn to perceive it for yourself, perhaps. It is just another kind of energy, after all. I would like to thank Magnatunes.com for supplying the music that we used at the beginning and end of this cast. They provide royalty-free music for podcasts, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. Take care, be well, take chocolate.